We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav, paragraph Yud Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ato Novoi Levayer Bezrosay Agdoyle Yisborach Esoif Hasipur Shel Hasovet Ve'atuna. Now with Hashem's help, we're going to try to explain the end of the story of the Soved V'Atuna, how Rabbi Shub and Hananya gets them onto his ship and brings them back to the Roman king, etc. V'zeh l'shoin ha-gemora sham. Rav Nosson Zal says, first I'll quote the words of the Gemara over there in Bechoyrois, achar ha-shailas v'hatshuvois shohoyu b'neim, after the whole give and take that took place between them, ad shenitzchom b'kulam, to the point where Bishub and Hananya defeated them in all the discussions. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Gemara, Aisinu kol chad v'chad. Rabbi Shub and Hananya brought each one of these wise men onto a ship. Ki chozi shitin bistirki, and when each one of them saw that there were 60 chairs there, sovar kulu chavroi lochiosu. He was confident that all of his buddies are going to be on his boat with him. Omar lehu lesfunoi. So when Rabbi Shub and Hananya had gotten each one of these 60 characters onto these 60 boats, he told the captain of the ship, "Okay, shori sfintich, lift anchor, let's go," because he knew that he had to keep them apart. He had to keep them separated so they couldn't plot any escapes or anything. Bahati dosu, while they were traveling. While they were coming onto the ship, I see Ofor Me'afrayu. Rabbi Shub and Hananya gathered some dirt from the dirt of the place that they were, in Athens over there. And he put it in a bag or in a box. Kimoto lebe blui. When they passed the place in the Mediterranean Sea, where waters get swallowed up, we'll see when we do the Rashi exactly what this is referring to, Isbe Tlas Tzulmen. They saw that there were three images like Chad Moti Yoda Aresha, one placed his hand on his head, V'chad Moti Alibo, and one placed his hand on his heart, Ubasra de Kulu, and the third one, the final one, Machvi Biyode Lachoira, motioned with his hand backwards, behind. We'll see later exactly what this is referring to. Shokal kuza demaya mibe blui, and Rabbi Shub and Hananya drew a pitcher of water from this place in the sea called Be Blui, a place in the Mediterranean Sea called Be Blui. Kioso, when they arrived at the Roman Emperor, ukminu kame kezer, he brought them before him, v'chazinu dehavomanu. The Roman Emperor looked at these guys and he saw that they were very subdued, very humble. The reason for this was because they were out of their own environment. They weren't on their home turf. Omar lei, so the Roman Emperor said to Rabbi Shub and Hananya, Lav hani inhu, these guys are not the Soved Ve'atuna. I've heard of those people, and they're not a subdued crew. If they were here, they would be arrogant, they'd have what to say right away. They would open their mouths and be looking to display their arrogance to everyone present. Rabbi Shub and Hananya said, oh yeah? Shokal me afrayhu. He took some of the dirt that he had brought with him from Athens, shodalayu, and he threw it at them. He threw it at these wise men of Athens, Akshili Apimalka, and right away they smelled their home turf. Right away they started carrying on. They started acting arrogantly and making cracks at the emperor. Omar lei, so the emperor said, Kol deboy yoved lehu. Okay, I see who these guys are, and I see that you conquered them, you defeated them, you obviously were able to bring them back here. Now you have my permission to do with them as you please. So now the Gemara says over there, I see Hanu Mayu Dosimi Bei Blui. He took the water that he had brought from this Bei Blui, Shodinu Betigra, and he threw it into a large barrel-like. Omar Lahu, and he said to them, Milyu alahai, fill this barrel, vizlaluchu, and then you're free to go. As soon as you finish filling this barrel, you guys can leave. Molu v'shodu be'kamo kamo, hava kobola luhu. So they were filling it, they kept filling it, trying to fill it and fill it, and the water kept getting absorbed like. Ad deshomit kasfayu, until their shoulders disconnected like, v'cholu vozil, and they died. Now, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Rashi on this. Take a look on the left, you have the Rashi. Aisinhu lemechal bisfinta, he brought them onto the boat to eat with him. Remember, he had said to them, if I defeat you in the debate, then you are my guests to come and eat with me on the boat. Hoyil v'zechinu, since he had defeated them. V'hoyomevi kol echad v'yechad b'fnei atzmoi, he brought each one individually, u'machnisoi b'cheder, and brought him into a room on the boat. V'chichozo shitin b'stirka, when they saw that the room had 60 chairs in it, somar kol chavri l'cheder zeyavo, they were comfortable because they figured all of their friends are going to come into the same room as them. They'll all be together. Once Rabbi Shimon Hanya succeeded on getting them all on the boat and having them in 60 different rooms, Omar le Rabbi Shul Esfune, he said to the Rav HaChovel, to the captain of the ship, Shori Sfintech, Heter Sfintech Velechu, let go, release the anchor and let's go. Lebe Bli'i, Rashi says, Mayim Sheb'ukiyunis Sheboilim Kol Mayim Shenoiflim Boi. There's a place in the Mediterranean Sea where waters from all other places of water in the world are drawn to there, and they're swallowed up there. And the water gets sucked down, all the way down, 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 like to the depths of the earth. And then it spits it out. As the Pasuk says, V'hayam einenu mole. There's a pasuk that says, Kol hanecholim hoilchem alayam, that all streams, all bodies of water feed into the ocean, into this Mediterranean Sea, and yet the Mediterranean never gets filled. It doesn't get, why? Because the water gets absorbed, gets sent way, way down to the Tohim. Dehavu ma'anu mu'unim u'shvelim. The emperor, the king, saw that they were very subdued, these wise men of Athens. Why? Shevayhoyu bi'artzam, because they were not on their home turf. It's interesting, just to deviate for a moment, when the Torah tells us about the 10 plagues that were brought in Mitzrayim, we know one of the 10 plagues was Oroiv, was a mix of animals. And the Zohar HaKadosh says there that Hashem brought animals literally from all over the world. Every species of Behemoth and Chaya was represented in that Makas Oroiv. All of them wanted a piece of the action in turning Egypt upside down. So the question was, so it says over there in the Pasuk that the Behemoth, Ves Ha'adomo Asher Aleha, I don't remember the literal quote, but if you'll check your Chumash over there, in Parshas Vayigash, I believe, where it appears, it says over there that he brought the animals, Vohadoma Sharla, and the earth which they are on. And the Meforshim explain over there that this means that, again, in order for an animal to feel comfortable attacking, it has to feel that it's on its home turf. It has to feel its own dirt under its feet. And when it does, then it feels full power. Continuing in the Rashi, Akshu, so when Rabbi Shimon Hanya sprinkled some of the dirt from their place on them, then they started showing their true selves. Heizu Paneim, they started acting with Azus, with Chutzpah, Vidibru Koshoi Selamelech, and they spoke tough to the king, Kishehirichu Esreach Artsam, when they smelled their land. Vahoyusvurim Lios Korev Leartsam, which made them think that they're close to home. They're on home turf. Betigro, bekli. This refers to a keli. Loshnachar, betigro, bechovios. That tigro means like a large barrel. Deshomit kisfayu, their shoulder disconnected. Nishmitu pirkei shichmam. The connections between their arm to their shoulder, like disconnected. V'cholu v'ozul, kolu v'holchu l'avadoim. They came to an end. they terminated. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to interpret this, explain this related to our discussion. Hainu, lachar shenitzchon b'cholatainois, after Rabbi Shimon Hanya succeeded in defeating them in all the debates, heviosam l'toich svinosoi, he brought them onto his ship, shehu b'chinas ha-toirah g'day shekanal. We learned earlier that the ship symbolized the Torah. Vehevi l'chol echod l'bayis miyuchot mi'ashitin bati shebesvina. He brought each and every one of these individuals to a different room, a different cabin of the 60 cabins in the boat. Shemosar l'chol echod Torah v'halochois miyuchodois kifi ha-shayach lohem. Kifi ma shehevin moyach v'das shel kol echod kein mosar l'chol echod chidushei Torah miyuchedes. This means that Rabbi Shub and Hananya, the Tzaddik, gave each and every single one of these Chachamim a customized Torah. He gave him exactly what he needed to test them to see if they were willing to come back, if they were willing to do tshuva. Ki chozi shitin bistirki, when they saw 60 chairs in the room, Sovar kulu chavroi lochiosa. They thought that each one, that all of their friends are going to come into their room. Hainu kishenichnas kol echad meilu achachomim lebeis toirosoi v'ro toiro niflo kazois v'ro shom shitin bistirki. When each one of them came into the place of Torah that Rabbi Shimon Hanya brought them into, and they saw such a great Torah that has 60 chairs, hainu kisois chairs b'chinas tfila. They saw an incredible chiddush that they never imagined, which is sheyesh etzel kol Torah tfilois harbe niflois v'neirois moi sheyicholim lifoil al yodom kol ma shetzrichim im yasku b'em kol yemeim b'emes. That each and every single section of the Torah has wonderful tfilois with it, incredible tfilois, through which a person can accomplish whatever he needs, if he'll work at it for real. Va'oz nispale kol echad v'echad moed. And when they saw this, each one of them was amazed by this. They were blown away by this. Va'omar, and they said, kula chavroi lochosu, shekol hachaverim, shem kol hachachomim, roi lohem lovoi lakan. They said, it's appropriate. It would be proper for all my friends to come here. Ki bevadai roi shekol achaverim yovoi lukan v'yokiru hoem eslamitoi. Because that's for sure. It would be appropriate, it would be right for all of their buddies, all of these great intelligentsias, to come and get to see the truth, the ultimate truth. V'yapal pi shedvorim elu shedibru heim bevadai emes v'yatsa v'nochim. And even though what they were saying was true, avlaf al pikein gam diburim elu heim ba'atzas hayetzahora horoitza laharchiko mehoemes b'chol mine tapulos. This was also part of a trick from the Yetzahora to try to get them to not to come close to the emes. Why? Ki hoylech ba'armumius otzum mo'oid mo'oidim kol echot. Because the Yetzahora works with incredible tricks and cunningness with each and every single person. And as is known, a famous statement that we make often, shelefomim kishayifkach enoy shelechod v'roya neflois amitas oemes shel atzadikim amitiim humam din adayin ad sheyashuvu kol hoylam eloemes v'yiskarvu kulam aleim. What happens is there are certain people who originally are very far from tzaddikim. And when a person starts opening the door to them, he starts being makar of such a person and teaching him the Torah of the tzaddik, the person is unbelievable. Wow, he's amazed by it. He's so impressed by it to the point where he says, wow, I'll show this to my friends and all of them, everybody will want to join up. And he figures that's exactly what's going to happen. And he starts showing it to his friends, and they see him bring a sefer, you know, from one of the chassidim, a breslov, a sefer, or something like that. And right away, they all crack up. He thinks they're all going to be amazed and impressed. Instead, they look at him and tell him, what happened? You've been out in the sun too long? What are you, nuts? You also want to join them? Instead of them joining him, they laugh. They make a joke or something like that. And he thought that this would be great. He thought that he would be able to join up with the tzaddik and all his buddies would come with him so that he wouldn't lose any of his old friends and he wouldn't lose any of his credibility. Nobody would make fun of him or anything. And then he won't lose any kovoid. He won't lose any popularity when he wants to come close to the tzaddik. Vo'oz daiko yiskarif hu gam kein. And then he's more than happy to come and join. He's willing to become, one of these students of the tzaddik if it won't cost him his popularity and his friends and his family, etc., etc. Ube'emes loy kach yamida. However, that is not the reality. Ki adaraba, just the opposite. Zehu ikra hanisoyen shaloi. This is the main test of a person, usually, a person who's not close to the tzaddik, and he wants to come close to the tzaddik, he's coming from a very far different place, very often this is his test. She yiskariv daiko ba'eis shoha'emes nishlach arza, v'yirecheit nimosim, kimoyasha ba'vanesarabim. The test is for the person to be willing to come close to the tzaddik at a time that the tzaddik is not Mr. Popularity, where all the yidn are not saying how wonderful it is for a person to be part of this group, part of this tzaddik, but rather people look upon them as those crazies, those nuts, those guys who are across the river, on the other side of the river, because we're talking about a time when the emes is on the floor, is on the ground. V'yirecheit nimosim, and people who are truly religious are despised. K'moyachshov b'avaneseinu rabim. Rav Nosson says, as we find during our times now. K'moyshekosov, as the Pasuk says, mi gor itcho baniyuscho. Who was willing to join you? Who was willing to live with you when you were in your poverty? Not when you made it. Not when you after you made it big. Who were your friends when you were down? When you were way, way, in a state of busha and bizoyon. Ki ein mekablim geirim limois ha-moshiach. Because we know the Gemara tells us that once Moshiach comes, any non-Jews who will come running and say, hey, I want to join the Jews. I forgot. I might be a minute or two late, but I realize I want to come and join with Klal Yisrael. At that time, there's not no goy will be able to convert. Because they'll tell him this pasuk, mi gorit chabani, now you want to join? When it's obvious to the entire world what a privilege it is to be part of Bnei Yisrael, now we can't accept you. The time to join was when the Jews were downtrodden, when they were looked upon like garbage. Just like we find by Unculus, the famous convert, the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, where it talks about his conversion, that he was a young man and he wanted to go tour the world, and before he left he was a Roman. Before he left to go out to the world, he went to see his uncle, Titus, King Titus, Harosha, Yemach Shemoy V'Zichroi, from the story of Tisha B'Av. And he asked his uncle, give me some advice. I want to go out to the world. Tell me what I should look for. So his uncle said to him, I'll tell you exactly what to look for. Look for something that's very cheap. And that everybody's, nobody's interested in it really, and buy into it and buy a lot of it, because you very often something that's very cheap and down, when its time comes to go up, when the stock market goes up and that stock starts shooting up, you'll make a big killing. This is what he told his nephew Unculus. Unculus was a man of honesty and sincerity. He went out into the world, the Gemara says, and he started searching, and he started looking, what's cheap? And he saw that there's nothing cheaper than the Jews. The Jews are looked upon as the cheapest, lowliest thing in the world. And he started studying Judaism, and he started seeing that this is the ultimate truth. And he realized what his uncle had been merames to, that sure enough, that's it, this is what to buy into. and buy into it bedafka at a time that it's cheap, at a time when the Jews are nivze v'shofel, ukama shekosuv b'simen reish mem b'sicha saran, as we find Rabbi Nazal says in paragraph 240 in the book Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, Sichoi Saran, al posuk vayeshev Yaakov, where it speaks over there, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva, kofatzol of rugzei shel Yosef, that the tzaddikim, Yaakov Avinu, wanted to have a peaceful moment in his life, but he couldn't, because of the fact that he was involved in being mekarev people, be'eretz megurei oviv. He was involved in being megayer people, and being mekarev people, there was no peace. Those tzaddikim that are involved in being mekarev people in this world in a big way, there's serious turbulence there all the time, and bushois and bezionois, and the people that want to come close to them, that's part of the deal. The person has to be willing to accept that. V'yalkein, mi shepokach Hashem esenov. And therefore, a person who is zoiche, that Hashem has opened up his eyes a little, v'roye ma'at amita so'emes shel chidushei Torah keilu, and the person is zoiche to see the incredible truth that's found in the Torah of the true tzaddik, Roy loy lorutz bechol koychoy aleim kiboyreach mi be'er shachas el mekor mayim chaim nitzchim. That person has to put on his sneakers and make a beeline for the tzaddik and run as fast as he possibly can, as one who is escaping from a bottomless pit and running to a source of delicious flowing waters, eternal waters. Ah, but you know what happens? Derech horchoike meo emes, what happens is these types of people who are far from emes, machmas hisgabrus hevle oilam hazeh, v'terdoisev v'tavoisev, because of their involvement in all of oilam hazeh, because they're involved in culture, and they have neighbors and friends and relatives, and they go to restaurants with them, and they go out to dinner and the theater, and they because of the whole cultural connection that they have to all the people that they've grown up with and been with all of this time, what happens is shafilu kishemisnoitetz lohem hoemes, even when suddenly somebody shows them the ultimate truth, koshe lohem lehiskarev, it's very hard for them to come close and to connect. Because they see that there's still a lot of people that are not joining up with these crazies, in quote, with the Tzadik Emes and his group. Therefore, they're afraid to come and join. Because again, they don't want their friends to say, what happened to you? Where are you? Where have you been? You're not with them, are you kidding? Alkein heim roitzim lahamtin ad shekulam yiskarvu. Therefore, they're waiting till all the other 59 friends show, till all their buddies come and join. V'oz yiskarv gamhu, and then he's also willing to join, for sure. Ki oz yeloi kovoit kishi yiskarv, because then he'll be popular, then he'll be normal. Then it'll be part of the crowd. V'zeu b'chinas shomar kolecha. This is what's meant when all of them said, "Kulhu chavroi lahochi yosu." All my friends, all my buddies will come here. Meaning, sheroi shekola chaverim shem hachachomim hachashuvim yovo yiviskar v'lekan. All of them said, "I see it's takarait. All my buddies should come and join here." V'chein omar kol echad v'yechad mehem. This is what each one of them said. Ki kol echad v'yechad b'fnei atzmoi makir u'mevin hoem eslamitoi. Because each individual, when he's shown the emes, he can't deny it. He sees it, he understands it, and he appreciates it. Ach kol echad mamtin ad shehakol yiskarvu. However, they're all waiting for everybody, for all their buddies to come and join, kedei shelo yia p'chisus kovoid u'bizoyon, so that there shouldn't be any shame, embarrassment. He shouldn't have to have any pain in the fact that he's joining the tzaddik. U'be'emes zehu ikar hanisoyon shel kol echad v'echad. However, the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, that this is the main test. כי צריכים אסחרי דייקה באיס הועניוס והשיפלוס של כלל ישראל. Because if a person wants to come close to the tzaddikim, if a person wants to come close to the Jewish people, or he wants to, especially if he wants to come close to the true tzaddikim, the time to join is when they're down, when they're in a state of poverty and humbleness. Ubifrat shel hatzadikim vayishorim hayireim huamitim. Especially when we're talking about coming close to the true tzaddikim, the true yirei Hashem, velis boil daiko bizyoinois ushvichas domim v'kanal. And the person has to be willing to go through embarrassment, having his blood spilt, being insulted for it. Because each and every one of us knows the mistakes that we've made, the sins that we've committed in the past. And therefore, how could we expect to come in and have a red carpet rolled out for us, that we're going to come in glory, you know, with kavod, you know, on top of her, that we're going to be zeichet to join the greatest tzaddikim in the world and be given a lollipop in the process too, instead of having to undergo some pain, chas v'shalom. Al kein kol tikunoi kisheyamoy benisoyen. And therefore the tikun of such a person is dependent on his ability to pass this test. V'yiskariv ato daiko, and come close bedavka at such a time when the tzaddik, true tzaddikim are not the most honorable, the most honored people in the world, the most respected. Aval elu hachachomim hachitzoniyim lo yochlu lamoy b'nisoyim. However, these Soved v'atuna couldn't pass this test. Al kein omar kolecha, therefore each one of them said, kulu chavroi lochiyosu. I admit that everybody should be coming and joining here. And each one of them said, I'll just wait until everybody else joins. And then I'll join also. However, the truth is that it doesn't work that way. It can't work that way. And therefore, at that point, Rabbi Shimon Hanya said to the captain of the ship, lift anchor. When he saw that they were not sincere in their wanting to come and join, that each one of them said, oh, well, all my 60 buddies will join, and then I'll join. He saw that they weren't sincere. Achar shenisleisam, after he tested them, oid lahatimo mikdushas avodas Yisrael, whereby he gave them to taste a little bit of the holiness of a Jew. Ula yashuvo elo emes, to see maybe they'll be zeichet to come close to the truth. Al yidei zeh, through that, ki atzadik hagodol hu rachmon godol moi, because the true tzaddik has tremendous rachmonis. He has the greatest rachmonis in the world, on every Jew, even the furthest one. Umesavev bekama sivuvim lekarev hakoil el atachlis hatoiv. And he tries to do everything in the world he can to make it possible for every single person to come close to him. Ach she'osur likach mehem habechira. However, there's one thing he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to take away their free choice. Ki kol ha'olamos omdim al bechiras Adam kiyadua, because the entire creation is based on the concept of bechira. Al kein hu mesaved im kol echad b'chachmosay haneflo ba'ifen shi'igal aloy v'yoyro elohimes. And therefore the tzaddik uses all kinds of interesting methodologies to find a way to present to each and every single person the emes, achafal pikein yenisha loy ezan isoin o bechira, while still leaving the person some free choice, some possible a way out, like v'zehu bechina shetziva lohoy lechasvina. And this is what's meant by the fact that he told the captain to start the ship, shetisoisam, to carry them. This refers to the fact that sometimes Hashem himself lifts a person up, like gives a person a push. Shemis erer pitom lavoides Hashem, where suddenly a person feels something pulling him to avoides Hashem that wasn't initiated by him whatsoever. Avol hakoil milamala. However, this is not. You're right. This is not coming from the person himself. This is a free gift from Hashem, whereby Hashem is starting him. He's giving him that starter. Ze b'shvil lo'iro elo emes. That's in order to inspire the person to emes. V'acharkach noitlen zois menu. However, they only give the person that for a short period of time, that burst of energy, that burst of spirituality, and then they take it away from the person. U'manichen oisoi al b'chirosoi. And then they leave it up to the person's own choice for him to choose to go to continue on his own. Kimeachar shetoam ktsas avoides Hashem, because once the person was zeche to taste a little bit of that incredible sweetness of what it is to serve Hashem, what it is to get to know Hashem, roi loyato kishnestalik mimenu ha'esoyrus milamala hanal lehisoyrata meatzmoi. It's only proper that when Hashem removes the starter fluid, you know, it's like a car whose battery won't start, and they take the plugs, and a person takes his car and gives that person the boost. The person has the boost, now his car has started, now we're not going to ride together for the next 500 miles. From this point on, I take my wires off and put it back into my trunk, and now you're on your own. Now, if your battery is a battery, you'll be able to get started on your own with your own bechira. Umi shechosal atzmoy bemes, and a person who cares about himself a little bit, you know, with sincerity, choizer al Hashem Yisborach haydezer. That's enough for that person to be zecha to actually do tshuva and come close to Hashem, you know, in the fullest sense. Ach mi sheeinoy roitzer lahashlich havolov. Whereas a person who's not willing to throw away his narishkeit, all of his foolishness, his culture and his old buddies and all of that stuff, takef kishnestalk mimeno ha'esoyrus, as soon as Hashem pulls the plug on him, v'tavois of choizrim olov, and all of his taivois and his whole world suddenly comes back to him, hu choizer el ksilus daitoi v'chochmosov shel hevel kiyodua. Right away he goes back to all of his narishkeit, all of his foolishness, kiyodua kol zeh b'sifrei kodesh, as is found in the Sforim that talk about this, ukemuva b'shem ha'bal shem tov al posuk v'hu yinahagenu oylomois, ayin shom. And as is brought in the Sforim of the Baal Shem Tov, when he explains this posuk, v'hu yinahagenu al mus, it's two words, the Baal Shem Tov says, al mus is oylomois. And there he discusses this concept. He compares it to a baby that's first learning how to walk. When a baby is first starting to learn how to walk, the parents hold both of the child's hands. They lift him up, they help him get up, and they hold on to both of his hands and take a couple of steps with him. And the kid is giggling, he's having the time of his life, because look at this, suddenly he's walking. He never walked before, suddenly he's walking. And he can't fall, because they're holding on to him on both hands. Then they try that for a short period of time until they feel he's ready to do it a little on his own. Then one parent lets go of one hand and suddenly the kid starts slipping and sliding. Then they let go of both hands and the kid takes a fall. And that's when we really see who the child is. If the child is willing to pick himself up and try it again on his own, that child learns how to walk, you know, and is a complete success. And if not, chas v'shalom, if the child, when the parents aren't holding on to both hands, he's unwilling to go on his own, he's unwilling to make that right choice, the bechira, chas v'shalom, then he never gets to walk. Rav Nosson Zal continues, v'zeh bechinas mashenohag imohem Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, כשרואה שעדיין הם כשיורף לא שוב, רק הם רוצים להמתין עד שכל החברים יבואו לכאן וכנאו. Now Rav Nosson Zal refers back to what he said before, how Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was conducting himself with them when he saw that they weren't willing to make any kind of commitment unless all their friends would be with them. As they said, are our other friends going to be joining us? No, they weren't prepared to be mavericks, to go on their own. You know, that if they see the emet, I'm ready to join. Who cares what everybody else is doing? That doesn't interest me. If this is the right thing, then this is where I have to be. When he saw that that was not their attitude, that if their buddies weren't prepared to come along with them, they weren't prepared to join up on, you know, alone. Oz tzivo shetiso hasfina. That was when Rabbi Shul ben Hananya gave the instruction that the ship should take off. Lift up anchor, we're moving. Shehu ha-Torah, the ship we said earlier, symbolizes the Torah. Oysam, that the ship should carry them. Dehainu shiyagi aleihem hisoyrus milamalo meha-Torah ha-Kedusha. Meaning, Rabbi Shul ben Hananya flicked the switch for them to receive a heavenly inspiration. And it's for Hashem to turn on a light for them. Not something that they deserved necessarily, not something that they had earned, but that Hashem should open a door for them to feel something. Vihi tisa oisam biatzmo ezezman, and that this should carry them by itself for a certain period of time, a limited period of time. Viacharkach anase oisam, and then I'll test them. Venire ma yemihem, and we'll see where they're at, we'll see what's going to be with them. As we mentioned earlier, this is a very common thing. When a person first comes to the tzaddik from the outside world, the tzaddik needs to know how sincere the person is. In order to do it, the first thing he does is he's makariv. Person, welcome, shalom aleichem. And he shows the person a warmth and a hiskarbus that's not necessarily deserved or earned in any way. And he does that for a short period of time, just for the person to see how good a person he's dealing with. If the person's decent, and if the person has a little bit of brains, the person stops and asks himself, hey, why is this person being so nice to me? What have I done to deserve this? And the person feels an appreciation and a lot, you know, etc., etc. And that's how they get their start. Whereas if a person is pessimistic, and if a person is untrusting, and if a person isn't really sincere, they're not interested in looking for, you know, emes, then the person isn't impressed at all. And unless they understand it completely themselves, they're not prepared to make any commitment, etc., etc. So the tzaddik gives the person that hiskarvus for a short period of time, then he lets go. And when he lets go, that's when the bechira begins. That's when the person is left to their own free choice, where it's the person's move now. Initially, the person was being carried, you know, where they were being held by both hands and moved along. Now the tzaddik lets go, and the person to see if the person is interested in moving along by themselves. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, Bahadi do'osi, I see ofor me'afrayu. Before they're leaving Athens, Rabbi Shul ben Hananya made sure to take some earth from the city there and take it with him. Now Rav Nosson Zal interprets this. Ofor zebechinas klal ha-taivois v'hamidois rois shekulam nimshochem e'adalad yesoidois v'ofor mana dekulu. Earth, dirt, represents the taivois rois and midois rois, which actually are based on the four basic elements that fly around inside a person, that a person is composed of, which are earth, water, fire, and air, wind. And the taivos rois, and the, all the taivos and midos actually come from them. And the base of all of them is earth. Earth is called ofor mana dekulu. It's the foundation of all foundations, like in a sense. Now you see that asterisk there, which points to the two words down below on the bottom of the page, shelokach vihitznia taivos hagashmis shelohem. This means that the tzaddik, Rabbi Shul ben Hananya, took their taivos, their desires, their gashmiusness, and he put it in a box, like, you know, he packed it away, kedei lenasoisam achakach bozer, which he would bring out at a later point to test them, to see where they're holding. Laharois shekol chachmosam humea taivois kanal. Because what he really wanted to prove, the most important point that he would want to prove to the Roman emperor and to the Jews especially, was that these wise men, these intellectuals, these geniuses and everything, their knowledge is not coming from a good place. Their knowledge is coming from taivois rois and midois rois. Their knowledge is based on a pursuit of glory, personal honor, and wealth, and, you know, etc., personal pleasure. It's not for the benefit of mankind, or it's not even, you know, to serve Hashem in any way. Because, in fact, this was the essence of the debate between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the Roman emperor, that they're wise and the Jews are wise. It's a big deal. So what makes the Jews any better? The Jews pride themselves that they have chokhmah? Big deal. The goyim have chokhmah too. The point was the beauty of the chokhmah, that the chokhmah of a Jew is a chokhmah that's built on midos toivos, a chokhmah that comes from a person working on themselves to improve themselves in every way, to make themselves into an extraordinary human being, both in dealing with other human beings and especially in dealing with Hashem. And the whole development of the Chochmah is paralleled by a development of the personality of the person, the Menschlichkeit and the goodness of the person destroying all their Taivas Rois and Midos Rois. Whereas the Chochmah of the Goyim, or the Rishoim, as we explained earlier, their Chochmah has nothing to do with that. They haven't destroyed any of their Taivas Rois and Midos Rois. On the contrary, it's because of the fact that they want to fulfill all their taivos rois and midos rois that they're prepared to go to school for 10 years and they're prepared to work very hard, do all kinds of things, so that eventually they'll get to a place where they'll be able to have lots and lots of money and lots of women and lots of, and be able to fulfill and look down on everybody and talk arrogantly to people, etc., etc. You know, that's what their chokhmah is related to. So now Rav Nosson Zal continues, v'zeh b'chinas v'nochosh ofor lachmoy. And this is why the Pasuk says in Chumash that the snake eats dirt. That's his food. Shechochmois chitzonios, shehim b'chinas nochosh kanal, the wisdoms, the secular wisdoms, which we mentioned earlier, are symbolized by the snake who tried to misdirect Chava, you know, into eating from the Eitz Hadas, ofor lachmoy. Shekol achilosoi v'kiyumoi nimshach rak al yidei ofor, where his whole livelihood, his whole existence, is based on ofor, dahainu afrius gashmius hataivus roes, which means earthliness. That's what it's all, that's what his whole life is based on. Earthliness, gashmius. Period. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, kimoto lebei bli, when they came to the Mediterranean, or to a place in the Mediterranean which sucks up all the waters into it. Ze bechinas ikar hataivoro shekoshe lo hitza mimenu biyoiser mikol hataivos. This is referring to the worst one of all the desires, all the physical desires in the world, which is the most difficult one to extricate a person from, shehi taivas momoin, which is the desire, the excessive desire for money, where a person wants lots of money, where a person wants money more than what they need to exist on, more than what they need to lead a simple, regular life in the world. Kemoy shekosu b'hamaisa shel habal tefila, as is discussed in the 12th one of the 13 stories that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in his Sefer Sipurei Maisius. Shenikra Beblui, that this Taivas Momon is called Beblui, the thing that swallows everything up, Sheboilea Kol Hamemoi Sheboilam, because it swallows up all the waters of the world, Kama Shapirish Rashi Kefip Shutoi, as Rashi over there in the Gemara in Bechoirois describes this Beblui, this place in the Mediterranean. Dahainu Sheboilea Hakol Ve'en Maspikloi. This is referring to a person who swallows up everything and never has enough. He gets $100, zip, goes right down the drain, and and nothing happened. It didn't make a dent in his needs. Gets 1,000, gets 100,000, gets $1 million, and he's still very needy. He still has all kinds of things that he hasn't gotten for himself, that he really needs. He owes it to himself. I owe it to myself. I owe it to my family to have 12 cars, to have a bigger house, to have more debts, you know, etc., etc. Dahainu sheboileya hakol. Exactly. Sheboileya hakol ve'masbik lo kol hamamon sheboilam. We're talking about a bottomless pit where all the money in the world isn't enough. Ki kol ma sheyesh loy chofetz yoser, because the more he has, the more he wants. Never satisfied. V'chol ma sheshem yizborach mashpia loy momoin, and as much as Hashem gives him more money, a higher standard, nivla etzloy, gets swallowed up, ki'ilu loy herviach klum, as if he hasn't made any profit. Again, he doesn't get to save anything. The more he has, the more he spends. The bigger his debt grows. Bigger mortgages, bigger loans, Rachmona Litzlan. V'chofetz yoyser v'yoyser, and he simply wants more and more. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, why is this compared to water? Why is this referred to as a place where all the waters get swallowed up? Ki mayim hu bechinas shoyresh kol ha-hashpoes v'hashirus. Because water represents the source of all shefa, all wealth, all everything, all sustenance. Shehakol godel al yedei ha-mayim. Because water is what makes everything grow. All the plants, vegetables, fruit, you know, everything in this world, the sustenance of the world pretty much, is kept alive through water. So water represents the foundation of all shefa. And as is mentioned in chapter 60 in the first half of Likut Imran, V'alkein nikra taivas momoin bei bli kanal. And this is why the Gemara refers to the desire, the excessive, the desire for excess money. The Gemara refers to it as bei bli, the place where everything gets swallowed up. That's one reason. V'gam nikra bei bli, Kihu boilas es roiv ho'olam. Rav Nosson Zal says another reason why it's called Beibli is because this is the thing that swallows up the majority of mankind. Most of the world is caught up in this. Caught up meaning swallowed up by this. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Nivloim kishoil chayim. Okay, we're continuing in Likutei Halachos. Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav, towards the end of the explanation of the story with Rabbi Shub and Hananya. Rav Nosson Zal says that another reason why it's called Beibli is because most of the world gets swallowed up by this item. V'alze bikesh Dovid HaMelech Olav Hashom, and this is why Dovid HaMelech asks Hashem in his Sefer Tehillim, Val Tivloeni Mitzula, Hashem, please do not allow me to get swallowed up in the depths that everybody else around me is swallowed up in. Kenire bechush, as a person sees with their own eyes. Shehakol rotzim achar hamomoin, that everybody is just running after money. Kama shekosov, as the posuk says, kol gever achar bitzoi, ve'en somim elibam soifam vachrisam. All of mankind is running to make money, running to make profit, and they don't think at all about their future, their real future. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zeh kimoto la beiblui, and this is why it says, when they came to this place, beiblui, is be klas tzulman. Now if you look in the Gemara Bechiris over there, in the written version of the Gemara, this line is not there. But if you look in Tosfos on the page, and also in the Hagos Habach, he mentions that in the Ein Yaakov version of this, this line is there. So I'm saying sometimes you have this when it comes to Agadot and Shas, sometimes you have a line that's missing from the standard printing of the Gemara, but the Ein Yaakov fills it in. And generally it's known that Rabbeinu Zal, when he quoted the stories from the Gemara, he usually followed the version in the Ein Yaakov, which many times has an extra line here and there. So it says over there that when they came to this place, Isbe Klas Tzulman, there are three images over there, like three idols. Chat moto yod aresha. One is the image of somebody placing their hand upon their head. V'chat moto aliba. The second one is an image of a hand on a heart. Ubasra de kulu. And the third and final one is machta biyod achayra. Is a hand motioning backwards. Go back. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains. Sheyesh shom bechinas shloisha avodazora uklipois shemarachkines odom eshem izborach. That there are three klipois there. There are three forces of tumah that are looking to turn a person away from Hashem, to make a person distant from Hashem. Echod magia elov umazik baroishoi ve'echod beliboi v'chulu. One of them, when you get there, it places its hand on your head. The other one on the heart. Ki ikra avodas Hashem tluyo b'haroish v'halev. Because serving Hashem is dependent mostly on a person's head and heart. Kemo Yishikosu, as the Pasuk says, V'yodato hayoim v'hashevois el avovecho. You will understand. In other words, coming close to Hashem requires a lot of learning, absorbing knowledge, new information. And besides absorbing the new information, there's this v'hashevois el avovecho. The person has to be able to absorb a lot of truths, a lot of knowledge. Emes, das o emes. Sheze bechinas roish, that's the brain part. Dahainu lesakin hadas sheberoish, meaning to correct, to eliminate all the nonsense that his head was filled with, to get all of that out, and to replace it with das emes. And then ulahamshech hadas el halev. And then comes a second step. Once he knows the stuff, once he understands it mentally, he's got to channel it into his heart, where the desires are, where the emotions are, so that his brain becomes in charge of the emotions, takes over the emotions and desires. It's not that his desires are running rampant on their own, but rather even his desires are now under the control and authority and teachings of his brain. The brain teaches him what to desire, what not to desire. Ve'elu ha-klipois anal him behepach bizeh. Whereas these klipois are the opposite. They're looking to misdirect a person's brain and heart. And now it says, ki chad moti yod ha-resha. One of them places its hand on the person's head. Shemazik lahadas sheberoish, meaning it tries to harm his brain. Sheyachshoiv machshovois rois shomomoin v'shar taivois. It tries to keep his brain thinking about ways to make money. And why does this other guy have more than me? And how come maybe I'm not doing this right? Maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I should be putting in more hours at work. All the different things. V'shar taivois and all the other desires, the pursuit of all other physical desires. V'chad moti alibo, shemazik la'alev, sheyachmoid kol ha'tayvus rachmon alitzlon. And the second klipa works on his heart to try to get him to want all the physical desires, to try to get him to pursue the desires that most people in the world are involved in. Ach afal pikein. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, as bad as these two are, as difficult as these two klipos are to deal with, the Jew still has some good in him, which would always give him the ability to be able to do battle with and succeed against these forces that are trying to mess up his heart and his mind. Ki afal pi shemizgabrim al machshavtoi v'liboi kemoi shemizgabrim al yidei beis klipoi sanal. Because even though the forces of Tumah are working against him, against his brain and heart, through these two klipois, afal pikein, pnimius hatoiv sheboi, hoyochoizer umesoirer umesgaberes kanegvam. Still, the Jew has a neshama inside of him. He has part of Hashem in him that's crying out for good and everything. And that goodness would always rear its head again and want to do battle. Every time it's getting pushed down and run over and everything, it's always coming back up and wanting to start again, start fresh. Im hoyo chozok bedaitoi livli liyos nosa gochra legamri chashom. So long as the person doesn't quit, so long as the person doesn't give up, so long as the person doesn't say, I can't handle it anymore, I have to take a step back, I have to move, I have to leave, I have to go now, bye now. Aval keneged ze, however, opposing this, opposing the neshama, opposing the gutzkeit that's inside a Jew, yesh oid klipo ho achroina, there's this third klipa, shekoshe mikulam, which is the worst of the three. Shemashlachas esodom, which is what throws the person down. It's a klipa that knocks the person down. Shezehu bechinas, this is what the Gemara says over there, ubasra dekulhu, and the final one, the third one over there, machvei la'achoira, it motions backwards, go back. Shehaklipo ho'achroina shebohem mare biyodoi lochor, the final klipa is the one that says to the person, get out of here, you're not going to make, you have no shot, you have no chance, there's no way you're going to ever become, you know, very religious, there's no way you'll ever become a tzaddik, there's no way you'll ever... It's involved in trying to dissuade the person, to convince the person that he can't succeed in Yiddishkeit. That the person should retreat and move away from Hashem and the tzaddikim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nozoiru ocher. We will retreat backwards. In this klipa tells him, "Maloch liyageya atzmochoitzel hachasidim v'hayureim huamitim." Why should you keep struggling and trying so hard, you know, to be attached to these chasidim and these people who have real fear of Hashem? Me'achar sha'ato etzlam zman harbe v'atayim kol amachshavos roes v'tayves aleiv b'toyflam. You see that you've been spending so much time, or you've been trying so hard for so long, and you still have all the same thoughts, you still have the same desires, you know, you haven't really changed much, so forget, why are you struggling for nothing? You know, you're barking up the wrong tree. Why don't you go back to being a regular guy, running after parnosa and physical pursuits, just like everybody else is doing? Sure, you want to be, you thought you're going to be one of the ascetics, you thought you're going to be one of the tzaddikim. You see, it's not for you. Uklipa zois koshe mikulam. And this third klipa, this is the most difficult one. This is the worst one. Kimavur etzlenu kama pa'omim, as is explained in our sforum in many places. Shekol zman she'odom mechazek esatzmoy eich shehu yesh loy takono. As long as a person is strong, as long as a person is not prepared to quit, not prepared to give up, he encourages himself, that person can be helped. Ki ha-hiskarvus levad, shemiskarev liyareim ukshirim, zehu biatzma yokor, afilu im lo yikabel shum kidusha klau, v'afilu im hu garua yoisemi betchila. Because the fact that a person is trying to come close to tzaddikin, his closeness to them, even if he hasn't done one additional mitzvah yet, he's not doing more mitzvahs, he's not learning better, none of that. He's just trying to come close to them, even if he hasn't gotten any additional holiness yet, even that is extremely precious in the eyes of Hashem. Ki mi yodea ma hayom imenu im lo hayom iskarav klal. Because who knows what kind of things he'd be doing if he weren't close to these tzaddikim, who knows how far he'd be going in the other direction? Ki bevada yim loy hoyem eskariv klal hoyo oid garua yoyser veyoyser. Because one thing is for sure, if he were not involved in this struggle and trying to come close to the tzaddikim, he would be much, much worse. Ki ein odom yoydea mash yavrolov kol yomo. Because nobody knows what the person can go through in a lifetime, how far down a person can go, Rachmana Litzlan. Ki ha'oirev yoyshev v'oirev olo b'chol yoyim. Because the enemy, the Yetzer Hara, lies in ambush every day, all day. U'b'chol eis, at all times, k'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, ya'aroiv b'mistor, he lies in hiding for the person, to trap the person. U'k'may shem razalan, as the Mishnah says, Valtamin biatzmecho ad yoy moischa. Don't have confidence in yourself. Don't think you've made it until you die. וכמבור אצלנו כמה תוירויס ושיחויס נפלויס אמיתיס בניין זה. And as is discussed in many, many places, many chapters in Likut Imran, and many discussions that we've had on this topic, that this is the worst klipa of all. This klipa that tries to throw a person into a yush, that tries to convince the person, you're not getting anywhere, you're not accomplishing, forget it, you know, why bother? Why bother if you see you're not getting anywhere? You see you're still doing the thing wrong things, you still have bad desires, you're still there, etc., etc. This is one of the reasons why Rav Nosson Zal brings, we might have had this once before already, but it pays to repeat it, that the Gemara says in one place that if a person will come to you and say to you, I struggled, I tried very hard, and I didn't succeed, don't believe him. If a person comes to you and says, I didn't try hard at all, and I succeeded, don't believe him. The Gemara says, if a person comes to you and says, I tried very hard, yogati umatsosi, I tried very hard and I was successful, tamen, you believe that person. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, hold on a second, why does the Gemara say tamen? What's there to believe? If the guy worked very hard and he succeeded, what's there to believe? Wouldn't you see his success? And Rav Nosson Zal says, not necessarily. Because one of the things, one of the most outstanding weapons that the Yetzer Hara uses against the Jew is that the Yetzer Hara is given permission to hide from the person the scoreboard. The person doesn't see the scoreboard. If a person's playing baseball and it's boiling hot out there and they're sweating and they're thirsty and they're tired, but they see that this guy hit a home run, that the score is 3-2 and it's close, you know, and I've accomplished a little bit and we're winning, but just a little bit more, we're going to win the game and we're going to get the trophies. If a person sees that, they're motivated and there's nothing in the world they can't do. But if the person sees zero on the scoreboard the whole time, if the Yetzer Hara is given the ability to convince a person that he's going nowhere, he's just, jogging in place, then the person gets frustrated and the person gives up, Rahmanul Islam. And this is why the Gemara says that if a person is trying in Yiddishkeit, as long as the person is trying, he is succeeding it. He is succeeding. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean anything at all whatsoever. You better believe it. Because again, when that test is over, they're going to remove the curtain and the person's going to see in 1 second, he's not going to believe how much he's accrued, how much Gan Eden, and how much Olam Haba, how much success for himself and his wife and children and his parents for all generations, how one person can be a tikkun for all the generations before him and after him. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. Shokal Kuza Demaya Mi Bei Blui. We said that Rav Yishuv Ben Chanya had drawn a pitcher of water from Bei Blui. Rabbi Shuman Hananya took with him some nitroglycerin, you know, some uranium from this place of Taivas Momoin. He took some power-packed real stuff so that if he would see that these guys are not worthy, that they're not willing to change, they're not willing to improve, he would be able to blow them away completely. He also, when they came before the Roman Emperor, when they arrived in Rome, Ukminu Kame Kesar, he brought them before the Emperor, V'chazinu Dehavamanu, and the Roman Emperor looked at them and he saw that they looked very shy, very humble. Omar, so the Roman Emperor said to Rabbi Shimon Hananya, you got the wrong guys. Lav Hani Inu, these are not the wise men of Athens. These are not those college grads. Those guys don't have the humble look in any way. What? Those guys keep their head way up high, and those guys have something to say about everything. Mm-hmm. They know everything. Hainu machma shikvar nichnesu l'sfina hazois shemaleya toiru tfila. What was going on here was that because of the fact that these wise men of Athens had entered into the ship, they had been with Rabbi Shuman and Hananya for a period of time, and they had gotten involved a little bit in Torah and Tefillah, v'gam tzivo l'shanoisam, and Rabbi Shuman and Hananya had given the word that the ship should take off, meaning that they should be given a heavenly boost of energy, anisarusa de leila bebechinas hisoyerus mileila, that Hashem should give them a push, you know, to get them started, a jump start, aideze nishtanu peneim. As a result of that, their faces had changed, v'hoyonirim mo'unim u'shvelim k'derech hayireim v'aksherim. And they took on the appearance of religious people, humble religious people, at Shiloh Hikiram, to the point where you couldn't recognize them. V'omar, and the emperor said, lav haninu, these are not those guys, I know those guys. Those guys, you look in their faces, boy, you see an ugliness, you see an arrogance that's screaming. Ki aloi hei me'unin bepneim, ki ksherim v'ireim amitim. They have a shy look and a humble look and a look of somebody who's poor, like the very, very religious people do. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanya said, no problem. Shokal me'afrayu. He took some of that dirt he had brought along from Athens. Hainu me'hataivois roes shelahem shenikru ofor, from their evil desires, which we said are compared to dirt. Shodalai, when he threw it at them, he sprinkled it on them. Shehishlich aleim reach afurius taivoisem horishoinois, meaning Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanya gave them a little trickle, a little bit of a dust, you know, from their original, from where they came from. V'tekev kishehirichu taivoisem, and as soon as they smelled their taivos rois, they were reminded of akshilapi malchus. Suddenly their faces changed, and they started talking arrogantly and acting arrogantly to the Roman emperor. Shechozru lekashus orpam vazusam hora. They returned to their stubbornness and their arrogance. At shehi'izu b'fnei ha'melech, to the point where they spoke arrogantly, they showed arrogance in front of the king. Vozro hakoil shekol chochmosam machmas taivois. And that's when everybody was forced to admit and realize that their chochmos are not based on personal development, character development, etc., etc. Their chochmos are based on one thing, pursuit of taivos rois and midos rois. Any education that they've gotten, any knowledge that they've absorbed, is directed only towards one goal and one purpose, making a lot of money and thereby having control, and it set the whole trip. Kshetekev sheherichu tavosam harois, so that as soon as they smelled their taivos rois, chozru ledeoiseim harois vazus mara, they were spouting their knowledge again. They were back in business. Omar le, so the Roman emperor said to Rabbi Shimon Hananya, kol debois ovid lehu, I give you carte blanche. Do whatever you want with them. You're free to take care of them. Aisu hanu maya de osumi beblui. So Rabbi Shimon Hananya brought that pitcher of water that he had gotten from that place in the Mediterranean that sucks up, that swallows everything up. Shodinu betigra, and he threw it into a ditch or into an earthen keli. That's what the word tigra means in Aramaic, and the word tigra in Aramaic also means machloikis. Shelokach mayim mibei blui. He took the water that had come from that place. Shehu bechinas taivas momoin kanal, which symbolizes the place of taivas momoin. Vezehu shodinu betigra. The word tigra also means loshen riv, vitagra, machloikis. The Gemara says that any ksuba that's written without a tigra, without machloikis, isn't a ksuba. In other words, whenever people want to get married, there's always got to be some arguments involved. Ki kol horiv umachloikis hual yidei taivas momoin. Because Rav Nosson Zal says here that the majority and the majority and the majority of machloikis in the world, between friends, between husband and wife, between associate, between enemies, is usually based on money. Alkein nikra'u anshei domim. This is why people who are pursuing money are referred to as anshei domim, ki domim tarte mashma, because the word domim takes on two meanings, double meaning. Ki domim means money, and damim means blood. Ki alidei hamomoin vahadamim, boim kol horiv umachloikis ushvichas damim, because money is the cause of all machloikis and spilling of blood, murder, you know, all types of murder. Omar lehu mol yu olahai. So now Rabbi Shimon Hananya said to these wise men of Athens, fill these vessels, fill this ditch, or fill this earthenware keli. Hainu shehishlichom vohiridom le'emek metzulas yam hatayva shalmomayim. Meaning, he threw them into this bottomless pit called Taivas Momon, Shezehu Iker Mapolas Hasoinim, which Rav Moshe Zal says that whenever Hashem wants to take an enemy of Hashem and throw him down, this is what Hashem throws him into. Bebechinas Vayigoresh Miponecho Oyev Vayoymer Hashmeid. There's a pasuk that says Hashem removed your enemies from you, Hashem chased away your enemies from you, and he said to them, convert. Hashmeit means convert. He said to the enemies, convert. This Kamashikosov Bahatoirot Sivi Sotzedek, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 23 in the first half of Likut Imran, Shekisheroitzim Lahapil Oivov Shelatzadik, when there are people that are causing trouble and problems to a tzaddik, what does Hashem do to them? Hashem turns up the fire on that person for that person to want more money, more desire for money. That the person should never be satisfied with what he has. To the point where the money destroys the person, destroys their entire lives. As it says about the snake, you'll eat dirt your whole life, meaning you'll never be happy. Anything you have won't be good enough for you. As is written over there in Likut Imran, if you recall in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu had murdered the Egyptian and Dothan Vaviram had witnessed it, and then when he saw them fighting the next day, and he said, what are you guys, why are you fighting? Russia, why are you hitting another Jew? And they said to him, ha ha, who are you? What are you going to kill us like you killed that other guy yesterday? And then Moshe Rabbeinu, they went to snitch to Paroi on him. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away from Egypt and go to Midian. And when Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to come back to Mitzrayim, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? I'm afraid. I have enemies in Egypt, people who tattletale to the king on me. So Hashem said, you have nothing to fear. Kimesu kolho anoshim hamevakshim nafshecho. Because those people who wanted you dead are already dead. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? They weren't dead. We see Dothan Vaviram making an appearance later. The Gemara says they lost their money. They became poor. Now, a person can become poor one of two ways. You have people who are poor because they only have $3,000 in the bank, and you have people who have $12 million in the bank, and they're very poor because suddenly their appetite is a $24 million appetite. Their habit, $12 million does nothing for their habit. When they have $120 million, they feel poorer. They've got more complaints and more tsuris, and they're suffering more than the simple yidler who earns his $350 a week and has his two candles Friday night and has his chicken soup and feels like the richest guy in the whole city. He has it better than anybody else. V'zehu shomar lohem, and this is why he said to them, molyuhu lahai, go ahead guys, fill this vessel, ve'izol lechu, and then you're free to go home. Sheyemalu tavosim b'mamay. Go ahead, fulfill your desires for money. Va'oz yelchu lahem, and then you'll go. Molu shodu be'kamo kamo. So they started filling. They started pouring water, pouring more. Havagabolulu. The more they poured in, it just got absorbed. Shekol ma shehervichu v'shlichu l'toich meimei tavoy samara. The more money, the more bucks they kept pouring into their bank account, Kabbalah, it just got swallowed up. Just went right down the drain. Bebechinas vativlano, as it says in the dream that Paroi had. The seven fat cows, the seven skinny cows. The skinny cows swallowed up the seven fat cows. Vatovoino el kirbena, voloinoida kibo el kirbena. And they suddenly disappeared completely, like it never happened. The skinny cows were just as skinny as they were before. The person puts another $25,000 into his house, improvements, and then 10 minutes later, his wife has said, nothing is good in here. There's not enough light in here, and this is no good, and that's nothing is good enough. molu, they kept filling and filling, adishomet kasvayu, until their shoulders got disconnected, v'cholu vozel, and they just died, they just broke apart to pieces. Sheyogu kol yemeyem amalos tavosim amalim, this means they struggled their entire lives to try to make enough money, like to try to get, to fill themselves with money, ad shenichlu v'nekru al yidei zeh mishnei ha'olamos rahonson, to the point where they ended up losing out in both worlds. Their life in this world was torture, was nothing, was no fun, no good, nothing was enjoyed. And obviously they ended up losing out on Olam Haba, because no Torah, no mitzvahs, they were pursuing plan B. V'chol zeh al yidei shehoyo chachomim be'eneyem, v'lo yehoyo lehem emunas chachomim. And this was all because they were wise guys. They thought they were smart. They weren't prepared to have emunas chachomim. They weren't prepared to humble themselves to accept a rabbi, to accept a tzaddik. Ki ikar tikun taivas momoin hu al yidei hatzaddik. Because the main person in this world who's qualified to treat people from this disease called taivas momoin, to teach people how to be happy with what they have, how to be satisfied, how to enjoy, how to understand what's really important in life, and what to make their goals and objectives, is the tzaddik. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 23 in the first half of Likut Imran, which, by the way, that's just about the main chapter in Likut Imran that deals with the topic of taivas momoyim, where Rabbeinu Zal really elaborates big time from the Zohar HaKadosh, from all other places, explaining how serious a problem this is. This, that when a person pursues money in a wrong type of way, in an excessive kind of way, when a person doesn't know what living properly in this world is. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Il mole milcha loy haya alma yochel lemizbal meri rusa. Were it not for salt, the world would not be able to handle the bitterness in this world. That's the euphemism that the Zohar HaKadosh uses over there, that this world is a place of bitterness, merirusa, suffering. And the only thing that sweetens the suffering, that eliminates it, is salt. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, salt is the tzaddik, because salt is referred to as bris melach olam, the covenant. The salt that we put on every korban that a person has to have on his table, salt is the symbol of the tzaddik, who is also bris. He's the bris kodesh. V'yafal pi shehakol mishukoyim b'momoyim, and even though everybody in this world needs money, even the religious people need money also. They need a lot of money for tefillin, for tzitzis. They also have to have a house. They also have to have kids. They also need clothes. They also need Shabbos shoes. Yesh chiluk godoil bein hamekurovim letzadikim uksherim amitiyim levein ashar. There's an incredible difference between those people who are zeichet to come close to the true tzadikim, the true religious people, and the rest of the world. Ki kol echod kefi richukoy mitzadikim, because each and every person, to the degree that he's far from tzadikim, makolshken kishecholek aleim, especially those people who speak against the tzaddik, kemoikein mizgabrol of beyoser taivas momoyim. Those people are more steeped in this taivas momoyim. Those people get swallowed up in this pit of taivas momoyim ad shemevales kol yemei chayov, until it occupies the person's entire life. He has no day, he has no night, he has no vacation, he has no sleep, everything is money. And it tears him out of the world. And each and every single person, to the degree that he's zeichet to come close to the true tzaddikim, this bitterness, this suffering that the rest of the world is going through, this struggle, this pain, this being totally absorbed and preoccupied with money, gets sweetened, shehu taivas momoyim, v'zoyche lihiyoy soymeach bechelkoy. And the person is zoyche to be a person who enjoys what he has. He's happy with his wife. He's happy with his clothes. He's happy. He puts on a white shirt for Shabbos. He feels like the richest millionaire. If it's a $15 shirt, he enjoys it more than the other guy enjoys his $150 shirt. The other guy can't feel that feeling that I don't need anything else. Couldn't be better. I have everything I need. If his wife puts one plate of soup in front of him, there's no question. What do you mean? Just one soup? What if I don't like this? Why don't you make two kinds? So why not? Why isn't there a variety here? What? No variety. Anything she puts in front of me, I could make it taste like anything I want. Rabbeinu Zal told the story of the Chacham in the Tam in Sipurei Maaseis, where he taught us how a person could live such an enjoyable life in this world. A person can have one shirt, one pair of pants, one piece of bread, one cup of... And he can feel in his one shirt becomes a wardrobe. On Monday it's his blue shirt, and on Tuesday it's his yellow, his gold shirt. He can make it. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. It's a state of mind. If a person makes a decision to be satisfied and happy with what he has, then if he has one item, it's perfect. And if a person hasn't decided to be happy with what he has, he can have 30 wardrobes. He can become millionaire, billionaire. Read the newspapers. We see what happens with these guys. They OD, they go south. They don't win. The more money, they never win the race. They're always behind, Rachmona Litzlan. Kimavura kol zeh b'hatoyrot tzivitza tzedek, as is elaborated on in chapter 23 in the first half of Likut Imran. Ayin Sham, look over there, and you'll see this in detail. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vov, towards the end of paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, Klal HaDvorim, to summarize what we just covered, Sh'Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya Here LaHachachomim B'Chochmois Chitzonius, Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya proved to those people who were knowledgeable in secular wisdoms, Shekol Chochmosam Hurak Machmas Taivois, where, as we explained earlier, their pursuit of knowledge is only for the sake of fulfilling personal desires, whether it be looking for personal glory, glorification, or lots of money. Umachmas Ribui Tavosam Bechola Taivois, Ubefrat Betaivos Momoim, and because of the fact that they are steeped in physical desires, especially the pursuit of money, even excessive money, machmaze einom roitzim lohoito isaloemes al goydel neflois amitas hachochmo shalatzadik hoemes haholchem betores Hashem bemes. And as a result of their being steeped in the wrong pursuits, in these taivois rois and mitois rois, they're unable to admit to the truth and to acknowledge the awesome truthfulness of the wisdom of Torah, the wisdom of the true tzaddikim who follow the Torah. V'cheinu b'chol hachachomim afilu miYisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal says this same thing holds true, unfortunately, by all chachomim, even Jewish chachomim, who have not yet purified themselves, bishlemus, the way a Jew is supposed to, in terms of tikkun hamidois and tikkun of all the taivus rois, and as a result of that, ve'enom roitzim lahachni atzmon lechochom hoemes, they're unwilling to humble themselves, to accept upon themselves the authority of the true tzaddikim. And when we use the term true tzaddikim here, we're referring to people who have perfected themselves, people who have worked on themselves and been able to destroy all their taivois rois and midois rois. Shekol svoroiseyem v'chochmoiseyem be'inyin ha'hisnagdus v'machloikes al tzadik ho'emes ha'koil nimshach machmas taivois, whereby these chachamim, these Jewish chachamim, who find all kinds of reasons and justifications to be against the tzaddikim amitim, to speak out against the true tzaddikim, it's really as a result of their taivos. As a result of the fact that they have not yet purified themselves from all their taivos rois and midos rois, ubifrat mitaivos mamoin, especially from the desire for excessive money, that's what clouds their judgment, and that's what misleads them into coming up with all kinds of excuses and justifications and explanations as to why they don't accept the authority of the tzaddik. And Rav Nosson Zal here is obviously referring to, during his time, for example, earlier, for example, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodosh, the Arizal, who were leading tzaddikim during their times, and there were many chachamim who unfortunately spoke out against them, there was major hisnagdus against them, and unfortunately, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that in many of the cases, the reason why these rabbis saw things that way, some of them, we're not talking about it, some of them, was simply because the fact that they had not yet perfected themselves and purified themselves from Taivas Rois and Mitois Rois, that's what clouded their judgment and not giving them the ability to see clearly the light, the purity of the tzaddik, and how much they need his help also. End of paragraph Yud Beis. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'ze b'chinas Chanaka shehu l'achnia malchus Yovan horisho, chachme Yovan, shehem hasovei d've'atuna, shehem ikar chachme Yovan. This is the whole concept of Chanaka when we're trying to subdue the evil kingdom of the Greeks. The chachme Yovan, the intellectual, the Greek intellectuals, which are these wise men of Athens, like the Gemara refers to them in Bechoros Daf Ches. Shehem ikar chachme Yovan she'omdu al Yisrael ashkicham torasechem. They were the true chachme Yovan who tried to rise up against the Jewish people and to obliterate the Torah. V'hakoil al yidei pegam emunas chachomim. And the main thing that they were looking to harm was the emunas chachomim, the faith in the rabbis of the Jewish people. Ki kol ho'eskim b'chochmois chitzonies, ikur kfirosom hu b'emunas chachomim. Because those people who study secular wisdoms, usually their main problem is their denial of faith in the rabbis. They believe in Hashem, supposedly. They believe in the written Torah. But faith in the rabbis, that's where they have a problem.
Shehi b'chinas Torah shebal peh, which is based on the oral Torah, the Torah shebal peh. Ki Torah shebichsav dahainu Tanakh hem loimdim k'tzas. Because the written Torah, the Tanakh, these people study it also. Ube'emes kishe koifrim b'Torah shebal peh ube'munas chachomim hem koifrim b'Torah shebichsav gam kein. However, Rav Nosson Zal says the reality is that those people who don't believe properly in the Torah Shebal Peh, they're actually denying the Torah Shebichsav also. Ki ein yoidin dovor me'atoyro kiem al yidei hachachomem amitiyem shepir shalom es ha-toyro. Because we don't understand the Torah, or we don't know how to fulfill its commandments of the written Torah, without the clarification and the interpretation of the Chachomim. We have the example of the mitzvah of tefillin, which in the written Torah takes up about two lines, and it doesn't say anything about leather or boxes, and yet in the Shulchan Aruch we have thousands of lines of laws and details which are all derived by our rabbi's interpretation of the words of the Torah Shebichsav. Aval ikar kfirosam hu b'emunas chachomim. However, the main problem that these people have, the people that are involved in study of philosophy especially, and the people who favor secular wisdoms, even over the wisdom of the Torah, the main problem that they have is in emunas chachomim, in accepting the words of the Torah shebal peh. Vaydeze rotzu lashkiach es ha-Torah legamri. And by the Greeks trying to punch holes into the emunas chachomim of the Jews, they wanted to get us to forget the Torah completely. Ki al yidei shein maminim b'chachomim amitim, chas v'sholom nishkeches ha-Torah legamri v'kanal. Because by not believing in the true chachomim, the Torah ends up being forgotten completely. V'al kein, kishashem yisborach, barachamav horabim, omad lono beisoreisenu v'ichnia v'hishbeloisam, and therefore, when Hashem with His great kindness rose up at the time of our difficulty, and He weakened the Greeks, kovolono chazal shmoinas yemei Chanukah elu, the rabbis established the holiday, the 8 days of Chanukah, shehim b'chinas Chanukas habeis hamikdash, which was a re-initiation of the Beis HaMikdash. We celebrated a renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nosson Zal now says, Ze bechinas tikun haneder, shehu tikun emunas chachomim. This ties in beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, tells us in Likutei Moran, that the tikun for emunas chachomim is a neder, a vow. Why? Ki kol hanedorim unedovois boim l'toich ha-Beis HaMikdash. Because what was the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the center of vows of Klal Yisrael. The Torah tells us any time a Jew wanted to make a neder or nedova, that's the term that's used to a Jew designating an animal to be brought as a sacrifice. The term that's used in the Chumash is a Jew making a neder or nedova. The place for those Nedorim and Nedovos was the Beis HaMikdash. V'gam Beis HaMikdash bi'atzmoi nivne al yidei Nedorim u'Nedovos shel Yisrael. And we know that the actual construction of the Beis HaMikdash was done through the Nedorim and Nedovos of Klal Yisrael, the contributions, the donations. And again, the term that the Torah uses for that is Nedorim, Neders. So that the Beis HaMikdash is wall-to-wall Nedorim. That's what it's all about. V'al kein shom be'Beis HaMikdash ikr tikun emunas chachomim shel bechinas Torah shebal peh. And therefore, the place of the greatest degree of tikun, of perfecting and correcting emunas chachomim, which is Torah shebal peh, is the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Kishom yoshvu hasanhedre gedoyla. Because the highest body of Chachomim, of Klal Yisrael, which was the Sanhedrin Agdola, they held court in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGozes. Ubiru kol ha-halochos. And that's where they brought clarity to all the laws of the Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Aleihem Ne'emar, and it's about those specific rabbis, the rabbis who sat in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Torah tells us, that a Jew who will have any shaila and he'll bring it before the Sanhedrin, the Pasuk says in Chumash, make sure that you listen to what they tell you to do. Don't deviate to the right or the left or from what they tell you to do. Shezehu ikre emunas chachonim. This is the essence of emunas chachonim. Kemuva ze ha-posuk ba-ha-toyra sho'alu es Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, simen nun zayin, l'inyan emunas chachonim. As we find, Rabbi Nachman quotes this posuk specifically in the chapter on Likutei Moran that's entitled sho'alu es Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, which is chapter 57, regarding the topic of emunas chachonim. Ki ikr ze ha-mikro lo sosur Nemar al Beis HaMikdash. Because this pasuk in the Chumash, where Hashem says, make sure you listen to what your rabbis tell you, that pasuk specifically happens to be referring to the rabbis in the Beis HaMikdash. Beparshas, if you look at over there in the pasuk, where it says, V'chi pole memcho dovor, if a Jew will have a question, something that he won't be able to resolve, what should he do? He should go up to Yerushalayim and go to the Beis HaMikdash, and speak to the rabbis there, and you will follow the words that the rabbis over there tell you to do. Do not deviate from what they tell you. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. When the Torah speaks about the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is actually the symbol of Neder. That's the site of Neder, the site of Tikun Emunas Chachonim. Ki Beis HaMikdash hu bechinas Neder, because the Beis HaMikdash symbolizes this concept of Neder, she'al yodo ikar Tikun Emunas Chachonim kanal, which Rabbi Nachman explained in Likutei Moran, that Neder is what helps a person correct and improve any deficiency in Emunas Chachonim. V'alkein, and this is why, in addition, we find that lo yehoya yochel David limtzoy es mekoyim habeis hamikdash kiim al yedei neder, that when David HaMelech, who was the first tzaddik in history of the world, who was given the privilege of discovering the permanent site for the Hashruas Hashchina, the permanent site of the Beis HaMikdash, when David wanted to be zeichet to that privilege of finding the right, the place for the permanent Hashruas Hashchina, how did he go about it? Through a neder, through a vow. K'moshe Kosev, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishba Lashem, I swore to Hashem, Nodar La'avir Yaakov, and I made a vow to the Hashem of Yaakov Avinu, that I would not rest ad emtza mokoyim Lashem, until I'm zeichet to find the appropriate place for Hashem. So we see that everything about the Beis HaMikdash is neder.